And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing, San Diego Landing, Point Loma. Captain Pete Grosbeck talking some complete chaos here today. And, oh, man, we're learning a lot from this guy who just knows a lot of stuff.
So much fun. Yeah, so much great info, so many great stories. It's just a great show. So stoked that we've got another hour for you. If you want to join us here in the second hour, you can give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Or text the show. We've got so many great texts loaded up and standing by. We're going to be reading a bunch of those here in the second hour. Again, text the show, only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And as we said earlier, make sure you include your contact info so we can get you back if you win that big prize, because you're going to want to make sure you are eligible for this one. We're giving away a brand new pair of Costa Del Mars. Brand new pair of Costas going to one lucky caller or texter, which will be determined by a coin flip at the end of the show. You're going to get a certificate that's good for any pair of Costas on their website, up to a $300 value, which as far as I know is virtually every pair. Like, we sell.
Well, you can actually throw on a t-shirt or a cleaning kit or stuff like that.
Oh, nice. You can get yourself all the way up to $300. Oh, I like your style, man. So you get a $250 pair of glasses. You can also get $50 worth of swag.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Yeah. I like it. As you can hear, great show, great prices, great guests. We're having a good time, man. Come join us.
Yeah. So yesterday when Kathy was here with Frank, we were talking about seasick medicine, Sturgeon Forte, and our resident expert Bob Blum sent me an email that's very important. Sturgeon Forte, or however you pronounce it, is one of many brand names of generic cinnarizine, in Spanish, cinnarizanina, or something like that. I bought the same cinnarizine under the brand Venoxyl in Cabo San Lucas. I've done that before. It is also available throughout the world in different names, but is not available in the U.S. or Canada unless Kathy has a more recent information. The FDA does not give a reason for rejecting the drug, but is suspected that cinnarizine is rejected because it has been associated with Parkinson's disease, but not when prescribed for seasickness, but rather long-term use when treating Meniere's disease. I don't know whatever that is. However, you have to be a doctor.
You have to be a mom to get it.
However, it was prescribed for seasickness by the British Navy. So, again, people have found it effective.
Yeah.
Check with your doctor.
Always.
Do not take any medication because we said it.
Yeah.
Make sure you check with your doctor. But certainly that has been a thing, and we want to thank Dr. Bob Blum for helping us out there.
If we give you a surface iron recommendation, you can take that to the bank.
Yeah, for sure.
But a medication, you better check with somebody.
Check
with somebody more important than I.
No doubt about it. Yeah, now, you have a good text there.
Yeah, totally. We had a ton of great texts.
Want
to get your opportunity to get in line, jump on the Let's Talk Hookup app, fire off the text the show option, and send it just like this one. Hey, lifelong fan of, it says, lifelong fan of yours, Pete. Between you, Leslie, and Beak, I'm pretty sure you guys never lost the old school Catalina Gold Cups and Classics. Those were some of the best times of my life. You guys were the dream teams. I just wish you'd let us win every once in a while. Keep up what you're doing. Love the knowledge. Keep it coming. Cheers from Ryan and Rancho Bernardo.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, that's cool.
Speaking of what tournament times were
in the heyday, we used to have an edge back then.
Yeah.
Always doing a little, but there's no edge anymore. All the technology and everything is away. Or you do get something, it's found out. Somebody figures it out right away.
Yeah.
We share a little bit of edge. Don't have the edge anymore.
No.
And, there's a lot of good fishermen, too. It's just too bad that whole, they turned Catalina into something that, it didn't used to be. So that was quite the deal.
Yeah, that was a fun tournament. Those are fun days.
So much fun.
Yeah, for sure. So speaking of tournaments, you're involved in a pretty cool tournament this August.
Yep.
Tell us about it.
Well, my wife's a partnership in a company called Care Choice Home Care.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a professional home care agency that serves San Diego North County. And they have care management and caregiving and facility staffing, and they have a big contract with the VA. and senior home care and dementia injury, cancer care, you know, all of it. It's not just all for older people. So her youngest client, I think, is 7 years old.
Gotcha.
And it's just
when you need a professional help at home.
And what the situation had been that some of these people, it runs into they need the help, but they don't have the money. So they started up this foundation. It's called Foundation for Care Integration. And that money is used to help people with the home care that they need.
That's right.
You know,
so if you don't have the income to get help with whatever it might be, elder care or not,
yes,
there's a program to help you afford it.
And government assistance isn't going to be enough. This is what you need.
Yeah, or the family situation and insurance and all that stuff doesn't work out. And so they use that, and they've helped a lot of people with it. But it takes money to do it.
Right.
So she just did a golf tournament, and they have that ball drop. The helicopter comes in, and you pick a number of the ball, right? And they drop a bunch of balls in the helicopter on a green.
Okay.
And the ball closest to the hole.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. It's right there watching. Everybody's watching it, and they had a really good turnout at the golf tournament.
That's cool.
So we're talking about, why don't we just see if we can stretch this into, you know, efficient.
Yeah, totally.
So she's been working really hard with this and coming up with this tournament we have at toward the end of August.
Yeah, August 26th and 27th.
Yes,
in San Diego. It's actually named after our good friend Harry Okuda.
Harry Okuda.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Good job, guys.
So
awesome.
It's a Harry Okuda 2022 tournament honoree is
Harry was
this
one
year.
Jeannie's clients.
Yeah.
And she got really close to Harry and Lam.
Oh, sure.
And you know, it's
such
just,
great people.
It's just, it had to be that way.
Yeah, for sure.
So it honors Harry.
Man, that's cool. Good job, you guys.
Yeah. And it's an offshore
tournament, inshore?
Offshore.
Like, okay, cool.
You know, we're putting all the everything together, but tuna and Dorado. Oh,
perfect.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right timing for it, obviously, like primo time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolute primo time.
There's not much going on that weekend. You know, it's going to be held probably way in the Marlin Club, and then we're looking at look at different venues to have the dinner.
Awesome.
The next day, and there's going to be a band, and there's going to be an auction.
Cool.
So not just a trophy dinner.
Yeah.
And such a great cause, too.
Oh, it's
so we'll give you more information as they're building a website now, creating it. But save the date if you want to fish a great tournament and for a great cause. August 26th and
27th. Yep.
Good time. And my birthday, too, by the way.
Oh, so we should have called it. We've got to put your name in there, I guess.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so the fishing days are going to be Friday.
Yep.
And then and Saturday, the 27th, is going to be the big banquet and raising money and stuff like that. So that's great.
Yeah.
And we'll keep
nice
you posted.
About that is that, you know, we can get some sponsors in and collect that up, and then the auctions. So it's a kind of different dinner because there'll be live music and an auction along with the trophy presentations and stuff. So it's got a little different twist.
Yeah, fantastic. And veterans are a huge segment.
Oh, they have a really big a really big contract with the VA.
Yeah. So you're going to help veterans. You're going to help people that need kids.
Yes.
The whole thing.
Yeah, that's right. Good job, you guys.
Really
that's
good
really
job.
Cool.
So we'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Hookup when they do get the website up. Just save the date for the FCI Memorial Classic. Honoree, of course, our good old buddy, Harry.
That's right.
Yep.
Amazing guy, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump on those jam-packed phones, Rick. They want to talk to Pete.
Packed they are. Don from Woodland Hills is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey. Want to pick all three of your brains today. If you were going down to the tournament, the ranch, next weekend, what would be the two lures you'd be taking with you?
Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero?
Escape, yeah.
Well, depends what you're fishing for, obviously.
What do you want to fish for?
Tuna and Dorado.
Tuna and Dorado, okay.
Wow, that's a good question. It all depends on you know, how they're catching them. They down there, that most of the guys have, they try to get the sardines.
Yeah.
But the lures are, you know, the tuna lures, you know, the zookers, and some guys use
Cedar plugs.
I was just going to say, if I'm trolling, I'm bringing one of those cedar plug daisy chains.
Cedar plug daisy chains, and even those, you know, the nomads and the marauders, they seem to get the bigger fish, you know. But that's, if we were going to go out, and I tell you what, we've been using up here and in Mexico, Costa Rica, is and Fisherman's Landing is carrying them now, is the spreader bars. The spreader bars are just killer.
Yeah. I mean, do you use them with the birds or without the birds?
Well, the ones we use have birds. You know, there's a big metal bird in the middle.
Yeah.
And then they have birds on the outside, and then the squids.
Okay.
And then the last squid has a weight in it, so when it sinks out a little bit, so the hook up to bite hook up ratio increases because they're not all the way on the surface.
But
out here, there's phenomenal on bluefin tuna, and we use it on dolphin schools down in Costa Rica and Mexico. Yeah, I mean, that's the spreader bar is a big thing that not very many people are using yet.
Yeah. So that you might take a little sample of that, Don, and we'll see you down at Rancho Leonero. Good luck, and thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. So let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. John from Orange is up next, joining us here on Let's Talk Cook Up. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Long time caller. Just real quick, I'm finally getting to go out on one of these tuna boats. I'm heading out on a 2.5 day on Friday, and I was asking what 4-6 would you take?
It's a day and a half trip?
What 2.5 days? I'd like
two and a half day. Got it. On a 2.5 day, if you were looking for your four outfits, I'd have a 25-pound rod that would do your kelp patty yellowtail. I would have like a 40- to 50-pound type rod that maybe you fish a colt sniper with. I'd have a 50- or 60-pound 2-speed outfit that would be your daytime either sinker rig or your daytime stealth knife jig, like a 150-gram knife jig or a heavy colt sniper. And then I would have an 80- to 100-pound rig for your nighttime 300-gram jig. So kind of heavy jig rod, medium jig rod, 40- to 50-pound utility rod, and a 25-pound rod for fishing kelps.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Have a great trip. Here's a great text from Tyler of Lompoc. He says, hi there. Thanks for your deadly accurate fishing reports. Keep them coming. So I fish the Channel Islands a lot using dead squid mainly. We anchor on the beds and make bait for the year and killer both on the boat and on shore. My question is for two parts. Will the bluefin bite fly line fresh dead squid during the day and night? Can an angler bring their own fresh dead squid on a bluefin trip, leaving for a shogun trip tomorrow? Can't wait. What do you think? They can eat squid?
They do it. Well, because I think it works better at night. I know that the guys use them at night. That's when they're feeding on squid at night, basically. And squid go deeper, and they come shallower during nighttime.
Yeah.
That nighttime thing with the squid, I would think, would be would be killing.
Yeah.
Will tuna eat a squid? Of course it will. Everything eats a squid. But if you're on the back of the boat with 25 guys and 24 of them have hot fly line sardines going back, and you're fishing a defrosted squid kind of back in there, I don't think that's where I would put my time. Would one bite it? Of course it would.
If you had the fresh dead.
I don't.
Yesterday we heard somebody that was floating dead squids off the back of the boat, and they caught a couple bluefin, though.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, again, never say never. I know the Shogun has big freezers. I'm sure if you checked with them ahead of time, they would have absolutely no problem to have your squid on there. But if you were asking me if I'm going to have... Am I going to have an advantage fishing this over fishing a sardine or overfishing a knife jig, I don't think it's going to give you an advantage. Yeah. But
if you were on a private boat, might be a different story. Maybe. Like you go to sleep, you put it in the clicker, in the rod holder, put a squid down there, and I've had it happen.
Yeah. Sure.
Wake up to the thing going off at daylight, right?
Yeah. It's just another tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like Rick, on a private boat operation, I think it's probably a more attractive thing to do.
For sure.
Because
everything eats squid.
Yeah, and plus you're dealing with, like he was saying, he was catching the squid, you know. And you're catching the squid and freezing it. Mm-hmm. It's fresh dead, right?
Which
the stuff you buy in the package
not the same.
It's not the same, and they won't eat it the same.
No.
So if you can get the fresh dead that's still got the color and stuff in it, but I would, like they said here, that I would check with the boat to make sure it's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Good call.
Yeah. Hey, I got a great text. This is from Chris in San Marcos. It says, I was really good friends with Captain Peabod. Any good stories you can share? He always spoke so highly of you and of Laz.
Oh, Peabod. It'd take another show. I tell you one thing about him that the people that knew him, not only was a great guy and a hell of a fisherman, is that guy could outcast everybody.
Really?
Master, huh?
Oh. phenomenal.
And you look at him, and it's like, he doesn't look like the athletic type, right?
He used to be a really, really good racquetball player.
No kidding. Phenomenal. Really? Just fast.
And he'd be fishing off the bow, and he'd come in and, be fishing marlin or something, and then their guys are getting ready to cast, and he's third row, and he's, he'd wing a mackerel like an iron.
Right by everybody.
Right by everybody.
Yeah,
like,
cool.
Holy. But Steve and I still talk about that,
And what a gentleman.
Oh, my gosh.
And developer of gear. He'd make rods, extending handles and things like that.
He was all over it.
Yep.
He was way, way fishy.
Yeah. And making the good cast that it produced for him.
Oh, gosh. Phenomenal.
Yeah. He was an amazing fisherman.
We'd be fishing with him, and, you'd want him to lead cast. But he wasn't the type of guy that got up there and pushed his way around. And he's back behind everybody.
You turn around and go, where the hell did that come from, right?
Somebody's
really quiet. And, excuse me, please. And he was a phenomenal man.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Yeah, that's cool. So, speaking of great fishermen, IGFA Hall of Fame.
What an honor.
Yeah. You just were inducted? Is that right?
Yeah, it's that.
Is that
There's the Hall of Fame. IGFA has a Hall of Fame, and they have another category. It's called the Tommy Gifford Award.
Uh-huh.
And it is an award given out to different captains or crews that have contributed to the fisheries, over the time.
Yeah.
And they're nominated by your peers. So the thing is that's
got to be the one that means the most.
Yeah, exactly. All that work you do, and you don't do it for that.
Yeah.
But when you're recognized by your peers, it's something. And a lot of people don't know. Most start on the East Coast because those guys on the East Coast, Steve Lasley got on the board, started stretching things out, and Frank Lopresti's a member, and Beek, myself, and Steve. And it's just like Skip Smith, who kind of runs the whole thing. It's just there's so many guys worldwide.
But it's about time the West Coast anglers got recognized,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah,
absolutely. And there'll be
guys
more.
Like you.
There'll be more.
Yeah.
And it's, but it's like the biggest thing is going back there and to the dinner, and went back with my wife and one of my sons, and
so cool.
See the dinner and just see people that I knew, people I didn't know but knew the names.
Yeah.
I'll bet that'd be really cool.
Special.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I'll bet. What an honor, too, to IGFA Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's the Tommy Gifford Award.
Yeah.
And they have IGFA.
Have like a little bronze of you in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, they're just, there's a little trophy. And, we went down there, and afterwards we went down to Ala Maraota for a week and fished. And,
had
a great time down there. But,
Where is the IGFA Hall of Fame? Miami?
Yes.
Yeah. Or is it Fort Lauderdale?
I think it's Miami area. I'm not sure 100%.
Yeah, that zone. Southern Florida.
Uh-huh.
South Florida.
That's where a lot of it started there.
Yeah, for sure.
And of course, the guys, and I met some guys that I never, like I said, it was like an honor.
Sure.
I didn't, and they don't know who we are. Well, we knew who they are.
Yeah.
But it's they're all the same. Everybody's had their mentors. Everybody's done what they did and found a little niche, and it's finally getting recognized.
Well deserved, Pete. Congratulations.
That's awesome. Well, speaking of Hall of Famers, we got one that, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame of something. There's no doubt about that.
Some kind of Hall of Fame.
And that's your saltwater guy.
His own Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's right. It's a Hall of something. And that's our good buddy, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. Today, that catch report is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish. There's spices, rub, smoked cheese, that famous tuna burger, the amazing poke kit, and the brand new ceviche spice. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com, and be sure to check them out on Instagram at The Real Fisherman's Processing. We got Dave on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Mr. Grossbeck. Always fun to listen to you.
I have a question for you. I think you know what it is.
What did I name him?
Well, how's Skippy doing?
Yeah, what's up with Skippy?
He's doing great. Did Pete show you guys the video?
I'm looking at it right now.
All right,
Skippy
beautiful.
Is a monkey?
Yes, sir. We got a monkey, Pete. We got a monkey.
Okay.
Of course he did.
Why? Okay, first question. Why did you get a monkey?
This is Dave Hansen.
Yeah.
Of course, Dave can have a Labrador. It's Dave.
Anybody can get a dog.
Anybody can get a dog. Dave's got to have a monkey. Is he going to be like on your shoulder? You're walking around Cabo and he's going to
have a monkey. Absolutely.
Dave and Skippy.
You're going to get to watch him every day on my show. He's our new mascot. He's your saltwater guy, the monkey.
Has he bit you yet?
No, he's little. He's a little tiny monkey. He'll never be bigger than 12 inches tall.
Wow.
He's little monkey, little marmoset.
Cute little.
He's super cool. Yeah, Kelly's in the bedroom right now making sure he's happy because he loves to be around you. So I had to go outside and make the call. So Kelly's taking care of the monkey while I'm on the phone. But he's super bitching, and we're really happy to have him. And he's going to be going fishing and doing all kinds of cool shit. He's bitching little monkey.
But, excellent, Dave. Well, what's going on in the fishing world?
Well, gang, Catalina is still the most consistent place on the planet right now as far as where you can go, drop the anchor, and catch fish. Calico bass fishing is very, very good over there right now. They're in the springtime spawning mode. Very good calico bass fishing. If you put your time, there's plenty of squid all over the backside. There's spots from Salta Verde all the way down to the east end. I was talking to a couple of the squid boats, and they were saying there's plenty of bait back there. Balls up and down the backside of the island. And then if you can set through the tides and be patient, you can get with some bass on the front side of the island. The water's warming up at 63 to 65, and there's some yellowtail schools on the front side. That island fish, it's that small and gray.
Losing you there, Dave. Yeah, stand in one spot.
Maybe the monkey got a hold of the phone.
The monkey got the phone.
Must be.
Yeah, we lost him. Well, anyway, your saltwater guide, he's always got the information, and check him out, yoursaltwaterguide.com. And Dave's been around. You see him down there, Kyle, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You can't miss him on social media.
No.
You can't miss him online. I'm sure you probably can't miss him when you're in Cabo.
I can't. I don't.
You got him back?
Yeah, so that Catalina thing's really good, but big news is that thresher shark is biting on the beach, Pete. It's biting really good. One of our clients had 9 fish yesterday, up to 250 pounds, and they took one home for dinner. But that bodes well for what's going to happen here with that barracuda. That usually tells us that barracuda is going to start migrating in. So that thresher shark's a bitching deal. That thing is kind of cool. Like my buddy said, he was catching 200-pound thresher sharks watching cars drive down the coast highway. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then you know what's going on down below the border, that bluefin, like Pete was talking about. It spreads all the way down the coast. That stuff's going to, as soon as we get some consistent weather, because we had a little bit of consistent weather in the beginning of the week, and that stuff slid all the way up to the 43, and there were some good scores on the 43. So I think we're in store, like Ricky keeps saying, for just an epic year. The waters, everything's set for just a phenomenal year. The only thing missing is you. You got to get out there and go fishing because they're biting everywhere.
Yeah, and, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys have all the information in there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code for all the information on fishdope.com. You get the weather charts. You get temperature charts. You got everything up there and advice on where to go and what to do. And, Dave, how do we find you? And Skippy.
Gang, check me out. Check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com or look me up on any piece of social media. My monkey, myself, and Kelly will be on all social media every day.
Every day.
So we'll see you out there.
Like the noon Dave and Skippy show.
Yes, sir. Every day at 12 o'clock.
Yep.
Are you going to be getting camels and elephants and stuff like that? So it's going to become like the three-ring circus?
You have to get an arc before
we'll
you
see.
Well, Dave,
we'll see how this monkey goes.
Well, tell him how you got the monkey.
Oh, he's a rescue monkey. A family down the street got him for their kid, and it was overwhelming. The little kids were yelling and screaming the whole time, scared the heck out of the monkey, and they asked us if we would be more than happy. They asked us if we would like to adopt the monkey because they didn't know what to do with them. So we got him.
There's
ours.
Paperwork involved and everything.
Yeah.
You just don't grab him and put him in your.
No.
Yeah, he's got a little chip. He's got a little chip in him. It matches my passport. It's totally legal. He's got all his papers. He's totally vaccinated. He's a cool little buddy. And he's ours. He's mine. He can't be anybody else's.
All right, Dave. Well, have fun with Skippy, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, Pete, and Rick. Thank you guys for letting me on the show, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you later.
Appreciate that very much.
All right, that's going to wrap us up. Again, Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and other custom fillet knives from Anza Knives, made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more, and get the Fish Pro Series available at Fisherman's Process.
All right. And if you want to get a pair of custom sunglasses, have a chance to get that. 213-432-1090. Been a busy morning, JP, standing by, ready to take your calls. 213-432-1090. Have a great text here from Dino in Lakeside. And he says, good morning, guys. Question for Pat, Captain Pete Grossbeck. He's fished so many exotic places. I'm wondering what's the most unusual, rare, or just strange thing that you've caught.
Caught?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
On the hook and line.
I'll tell you what, when this goes back when we had the OP, Ocean Pacific, with a mothership on it, and we went to South Pacific, and we had two big giant bait tanks on it. And we had a book of fishes of the South Pacific. We catch some stuff that wasn't in that book.
No kidding.
Really? We didn't know what it was. So we put it in a tank, and we had these creatures. I don't know what they were, half grouper, half parrotfish or some. We couldn't find them, and the locals knew a name for them.
Yeah.
But we couldn't research. Probably what they know of it now, but back then.
Was it like bottom fishing, surface fishing?
Mostly bottom fishing.
Bottom fishing, yeah.
And there's just some bizarre catches and some deep water catches that you catch, and what is that? You know, and if we couldn't find it in the book, it went in the tank.
So what? Wow. Tell us about the OP. What was that?
That was back in 80, launched it in, I think it was January or November of 84. We built a 90-foot mothership with a 33-foot game boat on the back of it.
Wow.
And we came down here and went down to Cabo, and then we went to Benedicto and Clipperton and Cocos.
Wow.
And down to Panama, Costa Rica, back up, went to Hawaii, and then went down to French Polynesia. Christmas Island, French Polynesia.
Awesome.
You know, down in the boat, finally went down into Australia and New Zealand. And then that's when I came back and was managing. We were building those innovator boats. We built like 20, 25 of them.
That's cool.
You've fished some amazing places.
Yeah. It's,
where's the coolest place you've ever fished?
Tahiti.
Tahiti?
Something about that place.
What was so cool about Tahiti?
Just, you know, going there and not knowing anybody and the people and, you know, the size of fish that we're looking for.
Inshore, offshore?
Offshore fishing. Yeah.
Yeah. Looking for marlin, tuna?
Yeah, marlin. There's marlin tunas. A lot of sharks. That's a big problem. But,
yeah.
You know, one of the biggest marlin I ever saw, we hooked there for 45 minutes. And the guy with me was a deckhand from Kona who used to work for Bart Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the biggest one he's seen.
Oh, no kidding. Know,
like how big? Over 1,000?
Yeah, 12 plus.
Wow.
Jeez.
Blue marlin?
Yeah. Had it on the right tackle and everything.
Had
130 and ate a lure and had it on the right, straight up and down for, came up, couldn't get all the way out of the water, straight up and down for 45 minutes and pulled the hook.
Oh
my gosh. Heartbreak.
Yeah.
So what's the biggest one you've ever caught and released?
Well, the when the OP was in Australia, I wasn't there. The OP was in Australia, they caught a 1150. And then
black or blue?
Black,
yeah.
And then in February, we caught a 650 down and released them.
Wow.
Black marlin down in Costa Rica.
That's that picture you showed.
Yeah, a lot of black marlin there at times.
Yeah. What's tougher, a blue marlin or a black marlin?
They're different creatures.
Yeah.
You know, blue marlin, when we're fishing this, that fish we hooked, we were hooking them in 25 gallons of water.
Right. Get out of here.
So you got to, they'll actually take you over a pinnacle if you're not careful.
Wow.
But they're more in the shallows, so they're, it's a different.
Blue marlin.
Black marlin.
Black marlin.
Yeah, more in the shallows.
Yeah.
And they're just different fight.
Yeah.
But black marlin's pretty tough because they get those peckies that, you know, just stand out and they don't, you can't roll them and they can get pretty mean.
Yeah.
So can blue marlin.
Yeah.
But, you know.
They both pull pretty darn hard.
About those black marlin swordfish. Are kind of
because of those sticking out pecs.
Well, no, because of those, just the species is trying to target those species.
What's tougher, a black marlin, blue marlin, or a
swordfish?
Pound
for pound?
Pound for
swordfish.
Swordfish. By far, no comparison.
No, it's all muscle.
Really?
Yeah. Muscle and attitude.
Yeah, they're a thug. Like, you're just a thug.
Have you caught a lot of hook and line swordfish?
Probably involved with. Probably. Yeah. 12 or so, but that was all sight fishing.
Yeah,
you know, I haven't
not deep drop stuff.
I haven't got. Yep. We haven't got anything. Haven't had a boat here. Boss doesn't really have the patience to do it.
Yeah,
but that's a technique that anywhere in the world.
Yeah,
because they're in every ocean in the world.
Yeah,
so every place that technique can works everywhere. It's just a little bit of a different, you know, currents and techniques and stuff. But yeah, the sword fishing blocks for me.
That's
top of the list.
Yeah. I dig it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boats. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. The great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most. Summit Gasoline at the Sport Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down flyback 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. So much fun stories and great info having Pete here in the studio again. If you want to join us, there's still time. We'd love to hear from you. 213-432-1090.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Bart Hall was listening, and he said that Sturgeon Forte medicine, he says Sturgeon 15 is what he says it's also called.
Okay.
So, and he's also said, you made me laugh out loud because you told Dave to stand in one place. That'll be a first. Thanks, Bart.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that is
Bart.
You know, we just heard a couple of our great sponsors, and we want to thank everybody for supporting our great sponsors. You know, a lot of guys going, filling up their car and get their free ice at Summit Gasoline and stuff. And we heard from Dawson Insurance and Cutwater Spirits. I want to mention that Cutwater Spirits has been sponsoring the show, is sponsoring three different trips this year, and they're putting the new ranch water on the Islander on Tuesday night. We'll have some ranch water, the new Cutwater. I love that stuff. It's really, really great. Really nice, great boat beverage. It's only 5'9" and poured over ice. It's really, really
I was so excited because I had never never heard of it. I didn't even know it was a thing. And I mom and Carly are finishing their pool on Wednesday. Final city approval, all that kind of stuff. So I'm like, I'm gonna take it in. I was like, check this out. And I told Dallas, she goes, oh yeah, I love that stuff. I'm like, oh, this is brand new. How do you know about that? She goes, oh no, I was at a Cutwater tasting room. They had it there. We went up for lunch the other day. She goes, it's awesome. You'll like it.
Yeah, it's good. You'll like it for sure.
I'm excited to share.
Yeah, so we'll be sharing that with our Let's Talk hookup, Fastlane Kayak Islander kayak trips, just maybe after the kayak trip or before the kayak trip. One on the kayak.
Yeah,
they've got the skift on the Islander. You know, it's like drinking a beer, like 5'9", right?
Yeah.
It's got tequila in it, a little lime, and a little soda water.
That's perfect,
super low in calories and perfect. I mean, the skiff will be running out around and they can deliver ranch water.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. A little boost on the way back to the boat.
Catch a 5-pound calico, need a little celebration, your legs are a little sore, crack back a cold one, enjoy, mellow yourself out. I love it, man.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, we also heard about the Royal Star, and Captain Tim Ekstrom will be our guest next Saturday on this show.
Right.
We're looking forward to having Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star next Saturday. So let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
Charlie in Gardena is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Charlie, thanks for hanging in there with us, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Memorial Day, and thanks for the military men and women for serving. And I have a question for Pete. Pete, in your exotic locations that you fish, how does the vertical jigging play into that area, like the West Coast style, how we're doing it, flat balls and knives? Are you using that technique?
Yes, we are. It's on some of the schools, the tuna schools that we have. We have them set up on for every school. It's one of our go-tos. We also use mega baits and that style. And we don't fish at night because basically we entertain at night and don't have the people to do it. But we do have them down there, and for especially, you know, during the day and snapper fishing and all those groupers and stuff, they bite it just the same, no difference.
Cool. All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Todd's from Oceanside sent us a text here, and he wants to know, does Pete have an Albacore prediction for this year? We've been getting lots of texts about that. And also, tell us about the entrance of Lopez Mateos.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
The Albacore thing, the early water that I've seen, and you know, I've talked to Jack Webster, and he's phenomenal, and there's another gentleman, and Tim Houser.
You mean Yachtboy? Jack Webster?
But is he really good at the water? Last year the water wasn't set up, and this year there's some good water outside Conception, and I think the water, it looks like it's a chance to set up this year down here. I don't know.
Could it happen?
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
You know,
July 4th.
It just needs the that water to push in.
Yeah.
And but far
so as, much chovy around.
Yep.
So much chovy.
Yep. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. With all this bluefin here, are you going to have good albacore fishing ever again? I don't know. You know, I know it's, I know there's no shortage of them. That's for sure.
Yeah.
We catch them really well. But I know the water's setting up outside here, out to the west. But I don't know how far down it goes and where it comes, you know, if it's going to come in here or not.
Yeah.
Everybody's picks it every year, and I think you just don't say anything. And,
sure.
And
Now, what about Lopez Mateos?
Lopez Mateos. That's a
First of all, that's in Mag Bay, right?
Upper end of Mag Bay. There's an entrance boat.
Not the main entrance.
No. It's just 30 miles up the coast.
Up the coast, yeah.
Called Boca Soledad.
Uh huh.
And it's an opening that's in there, and there's a sardine cannery in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Hoyt has a. Those Mag Bay expeditions.
Yeah.
And he has some skiffs in there and some other boats. And there's a little landing strip there. And I went in there and I had him come out with one of his captains. And his captain drove us through the cut like it was nothing. And so I was sitting there pushing the MOB on this otter.
You're creating a route.
And all the way in, and then we just follow that route back out.
Really?
And it's shallow in there, and
you have to go right on that route to stay safe.
And the thing is about shallow water stuff, too, is that when you're running faster, you have less boat in the water.
Right.
But you don't have time
unless
to make
spares. Yeah,
you know, so you got to know it. And then based on that, I used the same guy and went all the way down in the inside, all the way down to San Carlos.
Wow.
And while we went in there, the fishermen are at the Thetis Bank area.
Yeah.
We call Thetis Bank and above that. And it was 30 miles from there to Santa Maria and 30 miles from there to Boca Soledad. So we go in there, and the boss would fly his plane, a little dirt strip right there. Fly his plane, jump in a pump, got 300 yards away, jump in the boat, and take off.
Sweet.
Yeah. So we did that for...
That's so right.
But when it's below Mag Bay, then it's not... It's just too far.
Yeah.
So it's another tool, and it's really phenomenal there in February.
Yeah.
Because the whales get in there.
Oh.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
And it can get a little more sketchy because the swell picks up, but during the fall, there's not much swell on it.
Yeah.
But doable,
but be having
a you pull up to it first time, you look in there, and I put it in neutral, and I ain't going anywhere. You know, and the run he made, it seemed right, but then it came in, and there was a bar, and you kind of go straight, and then you got to do a hard right. You know, not too far right, not too far left.
Oh, you know? Man, that sounds sketchy.
Yeah. And,
wow.
But, you know, going out, you don't even, going out, when I was running out, I never even looked up.
Really?
Just staring at your screen.
Stared at the screen the whole time.
Yeah.
Just make sure you're on track line.
Yep.
Holy cool. Yeah. How fast are you running?
20 knots.
It's 20 knots.
Yeah.
Going through.
Just enough.
It's how much water is underneath you most of the time?
The least we saw was 9 feet.
Okay.
Wow.
But you get off
13 feet, 20
off,
feet.
You get off course just a little bit.
Oh.
You're high and dry.
And then what happens is, I mean, like I think the first time I brought in by myself, I was following it, no problem. I looked up, and I went, and I almost shot the throttles because I could see sand.
Yeah.
Each side of the boat, but I was on course. But,
yeah. So don't look up.
No.
I didn't. Yeah. Don't even look at the surroundings.
Once you make the turn, and then after a while, after a few times, I eyeballed it. I looked at the water once in a while, but
yeah.
You get landmarks and everything. But
sure.
The bottom changes. You know,
sure.
I can make sure that bottom's not changing. But if you don't know what you're doing, you can get in trouble.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is wild.
It's not so much the surf. It's the sandbars.
Sure.
It gets shallow fast. Sure.
And then when you get stuck,
you're not going to get 72 feet of Viking up on a sandbar inside Mag Bay. You got some issues.
You're not going to call vessel assist.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you're going to.
Hey, Rob, come get us.
Yeah.
But it is a pretty cool tool. The guys in there, we've got shrimp phones, big old shrimp size your hand.
How cool.
Wow.
And you can fish in there, snook and little cabrillas and stuff like that.
Again, the areas you find, I think, are just so fascinating. You know, they're all set up like that. Fly in, trick, different, off the beaten path.
What was nice about
that
was...
so cool about your operation.
When you ran down the inside, you're looking around, and it's the same land, same trees, same everything, same sand without a footprint on it. That's been there for hundreds and hundreds of years. I think it's a bit.
Cool.
Yeah.
See a coyote running down the beach. You know, it's like
so cool.
God, look at this.
This is the wild. It's the wild Baja.
And that's an hour flight from home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Think about that. Like when you're sitting on the 5 and there's traffic everywhere, like 1 hour flight and you're, you know,
well, miles an hour flight if you have a real fast jet.
Yeah, well, they got a real fast
jet. We did it. Yeah. One boss flew down to, had a helicopter fly down, flew a helicopter up from Cabo to Mag Bay, and we dropped us off at Belcher's on the beach. And there's a little fisherman and stuff, and this thing comes in, and they're all, you know, putting their heads down, and we bumped the thing, and I hired a ponga, picked them up, put them on the boat, took off.
Perfect.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Same thing.
Yeah.
So we try to make it as convenient as possible for him, you know.
Yeah.
Close as we can get.
Sounds like your boss knows how to live.
He's a phenomenal man.
Yeah. That's right.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's
well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do that for sure. How about this time we talk to Mo from Vista, another very patient caller. Thanks for hanging in, Mo.
Hey, yeah, guys. Okay. On those the 10-inch Mad Max, how do you rig them? Do you put, for the 150-pound bluefin, you put the leader for the
leader
on?
So Nomad lures in general are not, they're not real happy when you do a lot of extraneous changing to them. Like, they don't run real well sometimes when you're clipping a snap swivel or things like that. So, you know, a very common trolling setup on your, you know, on your trollers to have a heavy-duty snap swivel, you know, 300-pound type snap swivel that you snap on all your trolling jigs. They definitely don't run well if you've got the snap right to the lure. I think if it were me, either tie your trolling line direct if you're fishing some 100-pound, or make a really nice, clean, you know, crimp with some shake gear, you know, some like 100 or 130-pound leader to the jig, come up 3, 4, 5 feet, another nice little clean crimp on a swivel, and then tie your line to that swivel. But nomads are just particular. They're great working lures, great, but they're very notorious for not running well if you're putting swivels or clips on them or swapping hooks out and things like that. The Mad Mac is not a build lure. It's kind of more like a Marauder. Mm-hmm. And they seem to work a little better not having their rigging stuff on them, but still, if it's a Nomad, just make sure you got nice clean rigging. For me, it's 130-pound, crimped right to the jig with a little piece of chafe gear, come up 3 to 6 feet, and a nice clean little swivel, and then attach my line to that.
All right, good deal. Hey, Mo, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Dana Pistelli, actually, he's going on our kayak trip on Tuesday night, and Dana's a good guy. He has a question for the captain. It's pretty good, pretty cool. You obviously love fishing and managing these trips, but does it ever become just a job for you?
Well, you like what you do and do what you like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, a lot of it in this, it depends who you're working for.
Sure.
And I'm lucky enough to be with a guy that, you know, expects the boat to be in certain shape, expects everything to work.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot to it. But we're not getting nitpicked to death. We're just doing our job, and that's what he expects. And every time we're here for him, we don't do our job like a lot of jobs are, right?
Yeah.
And the guy, basically, the guy made it fun for me again.
That's right.
That's cool. And then it was fun, you know, getting out to do it.
And live an amazing life.
Yeah,
you know, and look at you. You're almost 70. You're going to be 70 years old in August. And look at Pete, and it's like he looks like he's in his 50s. He's like living the life.
Always
and
planning the next cool adventure.
And that's got to keep you young, right?
Yeah, keeps you active for sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
It's and this guy's a great man, and every time I think we got things figured out, he throws another thing out.
That's cool.
We're building a new boat now. We're building a 90 Viking.
Nice.
To add to the fleet, and we'll get rid of one of them.
Let me get the rundown, so I want to make sure I got that. 44. Well, first it was 62.
66.
Then 44. Then 72. Then 54. Now 90.
90.
Cool.
Nice.
That's a lot of Viking.
And we'll get rid of the 54 and bring the 72 back up here so we can fish the bluefin.
Viking must really like you guys.
Oh, well, yes and no. We do a lot of different stuff, and luckily if we get, we've worked with them and come up with some stuff, and we would try to keep it so it does looks like a Viking. We're not adding stuff to it that takes away from it.
Yeah.
Pete spends an enormous amount of time back there keeping an eye on how to build a boat and changing things for the better, but, you know, sometimes that throws a monkey wrench. If they build their anchor locker the same way every time, it's easier for them. But Pete's done this for a long time and knows, hey, if we do it like this, like that, and like this, it's going to be much better for our finished program. So it's a, you know, you're building a semi-custom.
Yeah, and we don't go in there, and they know that.
Yeah.
We don't go in there and try to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
I'm respectful. It's a operation that's a production, so they got time schedules and stuff, and we try to get in there. You know, these engineers are phenomenal.
Yeah.
If we get in there early enough and engineer the stuff out ahead of time.
They take your idea and then they run with it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Cool. So real quick question here before we go. Don has a question here, and he says, which boat is your favorite out of all the ones you've worked with or designed?
Well, obviously the Ocean Pacific has to be.
Yeah.
Because that thing was, you know, we went from here to Hawaii, 2,500 miles, burned half a load, 3,500 gallons, and it goes anywhere. That was back in the 80s. But
wow.
There's 72 Viking on right now. It's a tank.
Is it?
It's a beast.
An amazing
boat.
And it goes 40 knots.
Yes.
It's a 72-foot boat that goes 40 knots.
It goes 40 knots.
Yeah. Burn a little fuel at the 40 knots?
Yes.
Yeah?
Quite a bit.
How much do you carry on that boat?
2,500. But the 90 is going to, you know, be able to us to reach out a little bit further. I think that's what the plan is. Maybe Galapagos. I don't know.
Oh my God!
Wow!
It'll be something that we'll be able to stretch our legs.
That's cool.
Okay, real quick, you got to know, what's the fuel burn when you're going 42 knots? I got to know.
just under 200 gallons an hour.
Nice. Okay, that'll do it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Black Neck River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Black Neck and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5-day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Cook up. All right, it's time to find out whether the big winner of the day is going to be a caller or a texter for that brand new pair of Costas. Pete's going to do us the honors.
Ready?
With the coin flip. All right, we have a texter today.
Right.
Big congratulations, Tyler in Lompoc. You've got yourself a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar. Gift certificate for $300.
$300.
So wild.
Yeah, have fun. And Pete, such an honor to have you. A Hall of Famer right here in our midst. And Pete, we've known you for many, many years. And just so proud of your jobs and your endeavors and your successes. And
it's been fun.
You're a star of the show here in San Diego, for sure.
It's been fun. It still is.
Keep it rolling, man. You're my hero. Yeah, you got to do it, right? Yeah, for sure. And where's the next adventure?
Leaving Thursday to go to Costa Rica.
Wow.
And then we're going to go down to Panama and fish tunas and blacks down there.
That's Thursday, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's cool.
That's the plan.
Tunas, and this is prime time for tuna down.
Down at Panama or Cannibal Bank, Montosa.
A lot of rain this time of the year.
A lot of rain.
Yeah, but that's
you deal with it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's nice. It's just like I said. It's the thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms. Yeah.
Stay away.
Yeah.
Drive away from those. And
can you see them?
Yeah. You're on your radar all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'll sneak up on you.
Yeah. So you can see them on the radar.
Yeah.
Wow.
You see the big red sail, these sails with the bright red in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And you don't want to go that way.
Don't go that way. That's cool. That'll be amazing. Well, Pete, best of luck to you in Costa Rica. Panama, and we'll look forward to having you back here real soon. And thank you to JP for all he does on the phones there, and thanks to Adam for all he does, and thank you all out there for all your texts and your calls. We sure appreciate that, and we'll be back next Saturday. We're going to have a great guest, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Carl Starr will be here to talk. You think he'll be talking about bluefin? Think he'll be talking about tuna and more? Oh, yeah, he'll be doing that. And then next Sunday, watch out. Cal and Eric from Cal's Custom Reel will be here. You want to tune up that reel, get things rolling? Cal and Eric will have the information for you. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Cup.